Live from CNN's World Headquarters in Atlanta, I'm Nicole Lappin. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. U.S. Marines are pushing deeper into Taliban strongholds in southern Afghanistan today, and they say so far they're meeting little resistance. But there was an intense firefight yesterday in a remote area that is at the center of the country's illegal opium trade. One Marine was killed and several others were injured or wounded. The search for an American soldier abducted in southeast Afghanistan is now centered in the Paktika province. More troops have come in from nearby areas to try and help, along with helicopters and Afghan army support. The unidentified soldier vanished from his outpost on Tuesday, and U.S. military sources believe he's now in the clutches of a militant clan. They also believe that video of him could surface at any time now. South Korea says it's keeping a close eye on North Korean military sites this weekend. North Korea test-fired 4 short-range missiles yesterday. Now there are concerns it might try a long-range test. The U.S. strengthened defenses around Hawaii just in case. Meanwhile, the British ambassador to North Korea says there are no signs North Korea is willing to resume negotiations on its nuclear activities. 7 more banks have been closed by federal authorities, and that brings the number this year, 252, that is more than double last year's total. 6 of the newly closed banks are in Illinois, 1 in Texas. The total cost to the FDIC is $314 million for these most recent closures. Branches of 7 banks are opening next week, though, under different names. Plans have been made for the friends and family members and fans to celebrate Michael Jackson's life. A private ceremony will be held next Tuesday morning in Los Angeles. Then a short time later, a public memorial service at the Staples Center. 11,000 seats will be made available free to the public. Those are the headlines at this hour. For more on those stories and other news of the day, CNN is always your source, whether you're watching with us online, watching on TV, or watching on your cell phone.